What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to this Mini Sports Talk podcast. I want to talk about Shake Milton's performance the other night and just how dominant he was. How shocking, if that's a word for it, how impressed I was with what I saw out of Shake Milton against the Clippers the other night. And it's something we've never seen, obviously. We've seen a couple spurts. He had that breakout game earlier. I believe it was against Atlanta. He had 27. That was kind of a wow. Shake Milton can do this. Or Shake Milton can score. He's got some game. He was always a long-term project for this team. So you never knew what was going to happen. At least now he's 23, so he's still very young in his NBA career, obviously. But that game, he was just given an opportunity that Brett Brown threw him in and says, you know what, man, go earn it. Go earn a spot to be our everyday backup guard. And when Ben was here, you had like the Nettos in and out. You had the Josh Richardson being your backup point guard. So now Shake Milton's got a chance with Joel Embiid out, Josh Richardson out, and Ben Simmons out to play a lot more, get a lot more minutes, and he's taking advantage of the opportunity, and he's thriving off of that opportunity. And that's what you love to see from a guy like Shake, who's stepping up when no one expected him to, and be a real threat. He put in 39 points, 5 rebounds, and he has a record, an NBA record. He's tied it with 13 consecutive 3-point field goals made. That's very impressive. That's almost unreal to think that Shake Milton is the guy to do that. Where I think this all turned around for him, the aggressiveness that I think he got this from, is when earlier in the year when he started playing and said, oh, we're going to give him some run early in the season when they were playing in November and October, and he wasn't playing too well. So Brett decided to sit him down, which at that time was the right thing to do, 100%. And now, since he doesn't have that, you know, pressure on his back, because he couldn't do anything worse, right? I mean, he was shooting 0-for-8 from 3. He wasn't doing anything offensively for this team. He would get 2 points a night, 0 points. He wouldn't do anything early in the season, so he stopped playing. That's when the Furkan Korkmaz thing came in, and that's when Elton Brand went out there almost a month ago, went out and grabbed two guys from Golden State to play that backup role to the starters in Glenn Robinson and Alec Burks. And speaking of Glenn Robinson, he pisses me off. Glenn Robinson pisses me off. How are you going to complain about your role? How are you going to complain about being on a team that's contending? Like, I get it. You want to get yours. You're saying he wants money for his family. Like, dude, I get it. Just be quiet. He has yet to hit a 3-pointer here in Philadelphia. You know, he hasn't hit one yet. It's embarrassing. He's the last person we talk about his role. First start hitting your shots, then we can talk about roles. Your role is to shoot the ball and make baskets and not brick everything. That's his role, is to score. So that's annoying from him to hear that coming out in a press conference after a game. But I'm getting sidetracked. Let's go back to Shake Milton for a minute. Shake Milton set his eyes on saying, well, everybody doubted me. I've been injured. I'm a second-round pick. I'm a guy who's been through nothing in the NBA. I haven't done anything. I've just been sitting on the bench molding away this past year. In the G League, he was playing very well. He got some run in the NBA's Summer League this past season, and he wasn't nothing great. I wasn't impressed. He was okay. But geez, 39 points, and he was not just, it wasn't just 39 points, just scoring against any old team. It's against the Clippers. Very well-respected defending team, especially with Kawhi and Paul George leading the way, Montrezl Harrell on the team, Patrick Beverley being a pest. That was impressive. It wasn't just shooting. I mean, he was aggressive to the rack. His defense was aggressive. His intensity was there, especially earlier when he took the ball out of Patrick Beverley's hands and went down and left and jammed it in the left hand. Very impressive stuff from Shake Milton, what I saw. Very impressive. I mean, he was hitting step back threes, off the pick and roll, little mid-range jumpers, reverse lays, left-handed layups, right-handed layups. reversed, like, just anything. He was crossing the court well, people to pass out well, got the ball and just elevated and made a nice shot. He was aggressive on his rebound. He didn't grab any rebounds, but he was aggressive to the basket the whole night. It was really awesome to see from Shake Milton. And he can take that forward to the Lakers game. Obviously, we don't, I won't expect him to score 39 points a game, but if he could take that, what he felt, the aggressiveness and just the dominating, like, just mindset, the mindset to just go out there and feast and dominate and do what he can to stay on the floor and get more minutes from Brett Brown, he's going to be in a good position mentally the rest of this season. And when I see Ben get back, and I want to see them both on the floor, I want to see Ben, I want to see, what's his name? Josh Richardson, Tobias Harris, Joel Embiid, and Shake Milton all in there. That's what I want to see on the floor. It gives Ben more another shooter. They're both ball handlers. And you can play around with that. Al Horford's going to stay on the bench before he messes up another role or starts switching on and off, and it's just, you know, uncomfortable. But that's what I want to see. Now, I want to transition this into the Lakers and this upcoming three games away, this away, you know, grind here, these three games, this road trip. The Lakers are tough, okay? The Lakers are tough. Not Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid may play, though. He may play against the Kings. I don't expect him to play against the Lakers. He could play against the Kings. We'll see what happens with the doctors and reports. But I don't. What am I going to expect from the Lakers? What am I going to expect? I'm going to expect them to dominate this team. I've seen nothing. I've seen a little bit of passion, at least, against the Clippers. But when you play in the Staples Center and it's the Lakers at home, it's a different beast. It's just a different beast. The Lakers are LA. I don't expect much, but I want to see Shake Milton with that same confidence that he had in the last game. If we see that, I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued to watch. It's a 10 o'clock game, but I'll be intrigued to watch Shake Milton. I never thought I would say that, but I'm going to be intrigued. I will want to watch that game just because I want to see Shake Milton play. Isn't that nuts? I think it's nuts. But it's true, it's true. I want to see Shake Milton play. It's crazy. Then they got the Kings, who, yeah, they're struggling this year. They're struggling. Then they found their way. De'Aaron Fox has been off this season. Marvin Bagley's been struggling due to injury. So, I mean, so is Fox. But they'll be a challenge for this team, because, number one, it's on the road. So any team on the way is a challenge. I mean, the Knicks were a challenge. So anybody's a challenge, but we'll see how they fare against the Kings. If I were to say they win one game, I would say it's the Warriors. Just because it's, you know, there's rumors that Steph Curry's not going to play. And who do they have? They really got nothing. They trade away D'Angelo Russell. There's nothing on that team. But we'll have to see. When I came into this road trip, I said 1-3. 1-3 is realistic. Is it optimistic even? I mean, is 1-3 optimistic? Who even knows? It could be optimistic. This team's terrible on the road. It's atrocious. There's a reason why they're 9-22, and it's embarrassing. But they have games where they could win. They get a couple wins under their belt after this Clippers game. If they can, I mean, not Clippers game, the Lakers game. If they can fight and steal a win against the Lakers, which I don't know how they'll do that with no All-Stars on the court. But if they can do that, and they can pick up one of those wins in Sacramento or in Golden State, and you come out of there like 2-2, that's great for this team with nobody there. That's a tough road trip to go on. The Sixers have an easier schedule after that, probably the easiest in the league, I believe I saw, the easiest in the NBA. They have a chance to rack up wins. They can't lose anymore. There's no more, he played well, he played aggressive. Well, you gotta win now. Now it's win now mode. You can't slip into the sixth seed in the division or in the conference. You need to get that four spot. You need to solidify your five spot, win games after this road trip, and get in the four seed. You need home court advantage in the first round, at least. Because who knows what will happen after that. I expect this team to compete in the playoffs, but as of right now, I've seen nothing to say that other than they compete against top-tier talent. But on the road, who knows? I liked what I saw aggressiveness-wise in that Clippers game. So we'll have to see how that carries on throughout the rest of the season and the playoffs. But I'm excited. I'm excited to see Shake Milton play. I really am. I'm really excited to see this kid out of SMU come out and play. So that's going to do it for me. I apologize for the hiatus. I've been really busy and all over the place lately, but I'm going to pump out some videos for you guys, especially these upcoming days. We got baseball to talk, the Phillies, just moves and just spring training going on. We got the Eagles and the draft and the combine, who that was nuts coming up. And obviously the Sixers will stay on course, the Sixers, and I'll throw some Flyers in there if I have to. I don't really watch the hockey as much. I've been getting into hockey a lot more. And I know people, if I'm running a Philadelphia, you know, podcast, we're going to talk some Flyers. So we'll talk some Flyers because they're red hot and they just won a home and home against the New York Rangers, which was kind of nuts. But we'll see how everything pans out. That's going to be all for me. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll see you guys all in the next podcast.